American Ground Radio, where we're following the science so closely, one day, science is gonna call the cops, or the CIA, or those other guys. Put them on the watch list.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, R-O-C-K in the USA, yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sarr. Abalone.
You just thought Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats made it difficult for folks to protest in Washington, D.C. when they put up all of that fencing all around the United States
Capitol.
They
brought in the National Guard. They had National Guardsmen sleeping in oil slicks in a garage.
Well, now Canada can say to the United States,
yeah,
hold my beer.
Hey, hold my beer, hoser.
No, exactly.
Right.
Because now they have established, this is in Canada, in Ottawa,
mm-hmm,
100 checkpoints. 100 checkpoints that are policed, mm-hmm, or that are by armed officers. Now, that is now making it unlawful for you to protest against the Canadian government.
I'll tell you what, the East Germans would be proud of that. No checkpoints shutting down on dissent against the government. That is how you run a socialist utopia, buddy.
So 100 police checkpoints have been established, and you basically can't go into these sequestered areas,
mm-hmm,
without having some lawful cause, and that lawful cause will be determined by, yes, the police.
Right, because protest is a lawful cause in democracies. It was in Canada until Justin Trudeau went all dictator this last week.
So the interim police chief of Ottawa, mm-hmm, he said, look.
Right, because remember, the existing police chief resigned.
Exactly.
When he was told to do this crap, he stepped down.
Exactly. Well, now the interim police chief, the guy, the number two guy now, mm-hmm, who, yeah, stepped into number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me, but by the way, I think
stepped more into number
two.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now he says that the citizens of Ottawa are sick of the protesters, which, by the way, mm-hmm, are their fellow Canadians.
Right.
But take a listen to what he had to say.
We've been bolstering our resources, developing clear plans, and preparing to take action. The action is imminent. We are prepared to employ lawful techniques to remove the unlawful protesters from our streets. In furtherance of our efforts to bring our city back to a state of normalcy, we've introduced a secured area. The secured area includes almost 100 checkpoints that will have police presence to ensure that those seeking entry to that secure area for an unlawful reason, such as joining a protest, cannot enter the downtown core. We absolutely are committed to end this unlawful demonstration. We have the plan, we have the commitment, we have the resources, and we have the amazing partnership of all policing partners to make sure that this unlawful demonstration comes to an end. I implore anyone that's there, get in your truck. We will navigate safe passage for you to leave our city streets. We want this to end, this demonstration to end peacefully. It's time to go. Your time in our city has come to an end and you must leave. I can tell you it will be a very different picture in the downtown core this weekend than it has been from the previous three weekends.
And the skull cracking will commence shortly.
And notice he declared protests unlawful. He says it's an unlawful demonstration. What makes it unlawful? The fact that it's a demonstration. This is not how a free society works. And Canada used to be a free society. It is not anymore. When you just get to declare peaceful protest is now illegal, and therefore joining a peaceful protest makes you a criminal. And we're not saying mostly peaceful.
No.
Like the riots from BLM and Antifa, this is not the same thing.
Right, right.
These are simply people just staying there.
But the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which,
yes,
is similar to our Constitution
right,
guarantees Canadians freedom of expression and freedom of peaceful assembly.
They have peacefully assembled in Ottawa.
Take a listen to a lawyer who better explains this right that Canadians have.
Hi there. I'm legal counsel to the not-for-profit Freedom Convoy. The federal government released a new proclamation last night under the Emergencies Act, and the legal wording of it is clear. It doesn't say what the police are telling you it says. It clearly, the legal proclamation that was issued by the federal government continues to allow for peaceful protests. It allows for peaceful assembly. It allows for Canadians who are concerned about their charter rights and who want to bring their children to participate in the restoration of their future rights to come to Ottawa. The order says that you can only not come to Ottawa if you're going to disrupt international trade, disrupt critical infrastructure, or engage in acts of violence. No one involved in this freedom movement, none of the truckers, support any of those things. So if you're thinking about doing those things, don't come and give your head a shake. We're about peaceful protest.
But see, Canada has outlawed peaceful protest even if you're not interfering
with international trade.
With international trade. And now the police are preparing, I mean, they're basically getting ready to haul away any protesters in the city of Ottawa. Take a listen.
However, what we can see on the ground here is the police look to be gearing up. It looks like the federal government is going to tell the police to go and use violence against lawful protesters. And one way to stop that from happening is Canadians who are concerned about their rights and government overreach to come to Ottawa as soon as you can get here and stand with the truckers.
They are planning on using violence. That's what the police chief was saying, right? He said this weekend's going to be very different. We're going to move in. We want this to be peaceful, but look,
but
if you guys continue to stand there peacefully, we're going to have to beat the crap out of you.
But I think the distinction here is that even if you're not interfering with international trade or international commerce, and I think that's the distinction here.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people say, well, you know, I wouldn't want truckers, you know, blockading my city streets.
Right, but
either.
I wouldn't want the government trampling on their rights to decide what gets put into their body or not.
I understand, but to the extent that it is illegal, then those truckers should be held to account.
Right. If they're,
I mean, in all fairness,
if they're looting, if they're rioting,
because,
if they're hurting anybody, if they're going in and beating people up, if they're pushing reporters down.
But if it's illegal to basically block city streets, they ought to be held accountable. But that is not exactly what is happening.
It's not.
They're not blockading the streets.
Emergency vehicles still can get around.
Protesting.
This is not like the Chaz Chop thing in Seattle, which the press cheered.
I understand, but the edict that is coming down from the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is that even if you want to peacefully protest on the sidewalk.
Right. He's going to take that right away from you.
Because there's 100 checkpoints now in downtown Ottawa.
That's going to prevent you from being able to go peacefully protest.
Now, let me ask you something. How is this altogether different than when the United States Department of Homeland Security has declared that any false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories are considered domestic threat actors?
It's not.
Those that are sharing that information are domestic.
No different.
It's basically, they're still censoring you.
It's no different. In both cases, the federal government is violating the foundational charter, the original law, the fundamental law of that country, and in the process, they are taking rights away from people, rights that the government should be protecting, not destroying.
And that's why it is important that we stand together with our brothers and sisters in Canada and for free people everywhere.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, 19 police officers in Austin, Texas have been indicted for assault with a deadly weapon because of actions they took during the violent protests that erupted in 2020. Austin DA Jose Garza announced that a grand jury handed down the indictments on Thursday. This is the highest number of indictments in a single police department against officers stemming from those nationwide riots. Austin Police Association President Ken Cassidy said afterwards, D.A. Garza ran on a platform to indict police officers and has not missed the opportunity to ruin the lives and careers simply to fulfill a campaign promise. If convicted, the officers could spend up to life in prison.
You know, but I think this is a little misleading because the indictments are actually surrounding the beanbags and the rubber bullets that were fired by the police officers, which the legal representatives for the officers and members of the police union say those beanbag rounds were defective, and the police department, they were aware of the issue. So this may be a product issue and not necessarily
not the officer
a police
issue.
Conduct issue.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Washington State and New Mexico are lifting their indoor mask mandate finally. As of March 21st, people won't be required to wear the useless facial coverings in Washington State anymore, and in New Mexico, the mask mandate was dropped effective immediately. That means Hawaii is the only state left with a mask mandate still in effect.
Well, I mean, even the CDC has hinted.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, they're going to be the absolute last department or agency or government entity whatsoever that's going to say you don't need to wear a mask.
Well, because the CDC never has to face the voters.
But they also have hinted at they will be revising their mask mandate ruling.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Governor Asia Hutchinson in Arkansas announced that state employees there would receive an across-the-board raise of 2%. He said the raise was to cover a host of living increases, the cost of living increases. However, inflation has increased more than 7%, so a 2% increase is still 5% short of covering those rising costs. This is the first cost of living increase for executive branch employees in 10 years.
You know, I'd just say, generally speaking, across-the-board pay raises are a bad idea. You're rewarding mediocrity because the good performers, they're not making any more out of this or getting any more out of this increase than the poor performers.
The problem is we should have been doing merit raises over the last 10 years.
Exactly.
Coming up next, we're talking with the American Mama. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants to fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at Red River Range.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Of course, and it's no surprise that Hillary Clinton is out there dismissing the Durham investigation case.
What or the does it matter
yeah,
at
exactly.
this point anyway?
Okay, so here's what else she had to say.
Uh-huh.
Not she says we must reject. She was speaking, I don't know, to somebody in I don't know, I think in New York somewhere.
Okay, some group of people.
She says we must reject the big lie about the 2020 election. And the cover-up of the insurrection of last January the 6th.
No, no, we're talking about the 2016 election and the big lie of that election, which was that Donald Trump was supposedly colluding with Russians. Now, that lie was invented by Hillary Clinton herself. She's trying to deflect from her, again, possibly, likely, criminal behavior in the election of 2016 by talking about the election of 2020, which she wasn't a part of.
Yeah. And so like for 5 years, she tried to push this whole Trump Russia
collusion.
She's
a colluder.
But she says that the Durham filing about her spying on Trump is just a conspiracy theory.
Or like a vast right-wing conspiracy theory.
You remember that?
I'm sorry, that's what she talked about in the
1990s. You remember that,
right? Which, and she said that was Bill Clinton's cheating was a vast right-wing conspiracy theory. No, no, no. That was Bill actually having sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky,
in
the White House.
In the Oval Office, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Did you see this report out today?
Which one?
2/3 of voters want Joe Biden to take a mental fitness test.
Two-thirds. Well, that includes Democrats, too.
So
you don't get to two-thirds without including Democrats.
Rasmussen reports says 2/3, most people believe that President Joe Biden's mental abilities have declined, and 2/3 agree that the president should take a cognitive test and release the results.
And Joe's response was, I was talking to my dad. I said, hey, Dad, these people, they want me to do the thing. They want me to do the test. And Dad's like, don't worry, Joe. Don't worry, Joe. It's okay. 3/2 of people are bad at fractions. It's okay.
You know what is most disappointing?
What's that?
Is that we live in a country where about a quarter of all Americans are very confident that their president is up to the job mentally. And apparently,
so what's worse,
are okay with that.
What's worse, that a quarter are convinced that he's up to the task, or that 75% not convinced? What's worse, that the 25% obviously wrong, or that we got 75% of the country that's like, we're kind of all on the wrong road here?
I mean, where did you think this was going to end up, folks?
We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, what part of inflation are you noticing the most?
Let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I'm going to do.
And joining us now, our American mama, Denise Arthur. Terry Netteville will be back. So the thing that I noticed the most was gas prices.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
Seriously. Just so expensive to fill up the tank of gas.
Yeah, even with my Kroger card. It was bad. It's bad.
That's true. Because you get 10%, you get 10 cents off, but
and you know,
we're still
as,
dollar
as a
over
mother
where it should be.
That used to have to run from home to practice to back to here and back to there, and you're in the streets most of the time, driving all the time. I mean, I don't know how I literally don't know how families are going to make it through all this. With the cost of gas, the grocery store, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to start putting some kind of safety glasses on. My eyeballs were rolling out on the floor at the grocery store the other day. Because we love roast. I grew up in that family, roast rice and gravy every Sunday.
Roast rice and gravy every Sunday. Delicious.
And, well, not anymore.
Why not?
My God, it'll have to be a specialty item. It's going to have to be like a Valentine meal or something. I mean, I walked in, I'm looking down in the at the meat, and I see this roast. It's a nice roast. It's not even a big roast, just enough for two, or you know, and a little leftovers. $50. $50 for a roast, Stephen.
Wow, that you still have to cook.
Yes, that I still have to cook. It should have come with potatoes and carrots and the whole nine yards. I mean, it should have been a Piccadilly carryout. But and then, like, the flat iron steaks, we used to, Corey and I, my stepson and I, used to eat those all the time. They were like $11, $12. Oh, my gosh, $23. $23.
So in some cases, you're saying the meat, that the beef is about 100%
more expensive than it used to be. If you can even find it. Yeah, because that, I'm telling you, that is, matter of fact, I tried to go back because Corey had gone to the grocery store one time and he was going to pick one up, but he wanted to make sure he was getting the right thing. And so he sent me a picture of it, and it was $9.23. And now it is almost $24. It's $12.99 a pound. And you look, I'm telling you, ground round, everything, toilet paper, milk, eggs, butter, everything. And the shelves, of course, are scarce, you know.
So when we get the official numbers from the Labor Department, they're coming out and they're saying inflation is about 7.5% right now, year over year. But the numbers you're talking about in the grocery store, that's a lot higher than 7.5%.
For sure. For sure. I don't know where those numbers are coming from. Is that coming from the administration?
Well, yeah, the Labor Department. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Wonder when the last time they went to the grocery store.
So how old is your car that you drive?
Oh, my gosh. It's old. I mean, it's paid off. It's not going anywhere because it's paid off. Because you can't even buy used cars. Look, I've been looking at used cars because Nick's going to soon need another vehicle because his has gazillion million miles on it. No, we'd be better off buying him a new one if you can even find one of those.
That's the problem. You can't find the new ones in the lot.
Yeah, the lots are empty. We're right down the street from Car Haven, and there are very few cars in the lots.
Isn't that amazing?
And homes are up 17%. I mean, what's going to happen to these people somewhere down the road when they buy a home right now and then they go to sell that home? They're already upside down.
Yeah.
Because if our economy is different, you're upside down.
So we keep hearing that, well, Nancy Pelosi said earlier this week that the reason why inflation's up is because people have jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, that jobs, people being employed.
Can she explain that? Well, they may have jobs, but honey, they didn't get raises. They're not making more money. There's no cost of living raise to meet your $50 roast raise.
And even if you are getting a raise right now, it's not keeping pace. People aren't getting 8% raises. They're getting maybe 3% raises.
They are so in denial in that White House about what's going on. I mean, they have like the housing, they've blamed the builders, the supplier. They've blamed all these people because even Psaki doesn't understand that you have to pass it along. This is a domino effect, and it comes from somewhere, and these companies didn't just make it up. Did you hear before the Super Bowl the other day, the price of wings? I mean, just if you can get chicken wings, but I mean, like last year for 50, it was like $65. And this year they had to do a $99 special. I mean, that's just the facts.
Just chicken wings.
Yeah. And people, I mean, these business owners hate to pass this on, but I mean, they gotta feed their families and keep their lights on too. And we're being bamboozled, people.
And I think that's really the big problem is that we are,
as
bad as the numbers come out, Labor Department saying highest inflation since 1982.
Yeah. And what's our breaking point? Where's our breaking point? I'm telling you, you better get your garden ready. Get your garden ready.
It's about to be spring. Good time to be doing some planting.
Yeah, seriously.
So you can grow
and
your
you better
own food.
Buy seeds now because you know what? If they think we're planning on planting gardens so we can feed ourselves and they can't squeeze any more out of us, there won't be any tomato plants at your store this year. So you better get you some seeds. I already got mine. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville will be back. Denise Arthur, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms Choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at Red River Range.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, so we know how woke the NFL mm-hmm. is. You know, sure. You've got the former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores,
yeah.
who's filing a lawsuit or has filed a lawsuit against the NFL
right.
and its teams, claiming that the league discriminated against black coaches mm-hmm. in their hiring practices.
Right. Even though the NFL specifically requires you to interview a black coach every time you have a coach opening.
Okay. So
you're required okay. to do that.
Well, the Miami Dolphins uh-huh. did, in fact, well, maybe they did do that with the current hire, the new hire,
uh-huh.
Mike McDaniel, who is now the Dolphins' new head coach.
Right.
Now, he identifies as biracial, because okay. his father is black. I don't know
right.
what race his mother is. It really doesn't matter.
You didn't really talk about
but
it.
But he was asked at a press conference
mm-hmm.
about his biracial nature.
It's been very odd, to tell you the truth, this idea of identifying as something. You know, I think people identify me as something, but I identify as a human being. And my dad's black, so whatever you want to call it.
I like that. He's a human being.
He's a human being.
Right.
He says that other people, and this is what was interesting, other people identify him as
right.
something. He doesn't identify himself.
He's just him.
He's just a human being.
Right. He's just that guy. That's who, I'm me.
And guess what?
What's
as
that?
As human beings,
yeah.
we have shared experiences.
That's right.
And he commented about that.
I know there's a lot of people with a shared experience. But it doesn't make, you know, it's weird that it comes up because the you know, I've just tried to be a good person. And I think my background opens my eyes a little bit.
Okay.
And
okay. So he's saying he's a good person. So my question is,
yeah,
is having your father
mm-hmm.
being black,
mm-hmm.
is he black enough? for the NFL? And of course, he isn't, by the way. I'm answering that. I'm asking that question rhetorically because already commentators, ESPN commentators,
they're not going to call him black.
It's not enough that his dad is black.
Wait, I have a question then. Was Barack Obama really the first black president of the United States of America? Because his dad was black. His mother was not. So Barack Obama was every bit as black as the new coach of the Miami Dolphins. One was black enough, one wasn't. What are we doing
but
here?
But see, here's the thing. Leaders,
yes,
real leaders, don't see skin color. And this new head coach of the Miami Dolphins,
they certainly don't focus on it.
Right? I think he's going to be a good one.
Okay, so we've been talking about how in Texas they've got their new law with the heartbeat abortion law, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is having an effect not just on the state of Texas.
But border states.
That's right. So I thought we should talk to somebody about abortions going up outside of Texas. And joining us on the phone now, head of Louisiana Right to Life, Ben Clapper. Thanks so much for joining us again on American Ground Radio, Ben.
Oh, great to be here, guys.
So I saw this article from the AP, and it was saying how in Oklahoma, they are experiencing a big increase in the number of abortions they're doing in that state because people are leaving the state of Texas to go do to go have their abortions done after the first 6 weeks. And I figured, well, you know, Louisiana has a lot of abortions from people from Texas already. Are we seeing the same thing?
Yep, we are, unfortunately. Well, and it's kind of a bittersweet thing because, hey, look, we're really happy that Texas is saving lives. We're happy that women are not able to have these abortions in Texas. And we do believe that it's not every woman who was going to have an abortion is leaving Texas to have an abortion. We think there are lives that are being saved cumulatively through this whole process. But yes, there's no doubt that women are leaving Texas. They're going to Baton Rouge and they're going to Shreveport to have abortions. And we know from firsthand testimony that people say that the parking lot where it used to be one or two cars from Texas on a regular basis, you know, they're seeing 10 cars from Texas, such as in the abortion facility there in Shreveport, the quote unquote Hope abortion facility. So we know it's a problem. You know, we've, been trying to do things that we have billboards around Shreveport between Shreveport and Texas, trying to reach women who are driving into Louisiana to have abortions, you know, encouraging them to turn back. So and we need more people on the sidewalk at the abortion facilities. There's things that we got to do to reach those women. It's difficult because they're only here for a small amount of time, you know, but we certainly, it's a challenge and we need to save these lives.
And if a woman has made the decision to drive to another state to get an abortion, does it become harder to change her mind than someone who's driving locally?
I think there is a certain amount of resolve in that decision that she's making. However, our law says that she has to come here twice because of a 24-hour waiting period. So she should have to make two trips or at least stay here for a certain amount of time. So our hope is that window of time gives her more recollection. Maybe she's able either here or back at home to find a pregnancy center, to talk to some family or friends, or maybe someone connected to a church that can help her to share that there are options available to her. So it's, you know, certainly hard, any sort of certainty to know which way, but we hope that we're being able to reach her in different ways. And, you know, Texas has a great program right now where they have state funds that are advertising pregnancy services to women. So there are a lot of funding things that are happening in Texas that can help share with women the life-giving alternatives that are out there. And we are hoping that's prevailing more often than people leaving the state. It's just, what are we learning of in the absence of these abortions in Texas? Of course, we're learning of the people going to other places.
Now, as far as one day, that glorious day when abortion is outlawed, for Louisiana Right to Life, how does that change your mission?
That is a great question. You know, our mission as an organization is to restore the right to life. So, you know, we were organized fundamentally to make sure that we can restore that legal right to life. So a big goal for us is to restore that legal right to life. You know, however, we know that our mission to ensure that those 7,448 women who had abortions in Louisiana in 2020 aren't going somewhere else to have abortions is critical for us, or they're not getting abortions through the mail. That, you know, sadly, the abortion pill is now being bought online and mailed, which is dangerous for the baby and for women. So we have to make sure that, number one, we're still educating people because women will still be getting pregnant. And we need to make sure that they are choosing life and encouraging them to choose life. We need to make sure that state legislature doesn't go backwards. And not only that, but amps up the support that we're giving women through our pregnancy help centers and other material efforts. And, you know, really for us, adoption becomes so important that we're educating and advertising adoption more than ever, because we have to make sure that that is an alternative that people are choosing. But I tell you what, even with all that stuff that we're going to have to continue to do here, we're going to have to look at our neighboring states and say, how can the pro-life dedication of Louisiana influence other states? For example, a state like Florida, which is a neighbor that probably is not going to have a law that immediately protects all babies. And so maybe Louisiana's got to look at ways that we can influence Florida. We certainly can't check out of the pro-life fight come the overturn of Roe v. Wade.
No, but it's getting closer. It's getting closer. And see, Stephen, he has a plan.
I like it. Ben Clapper with Louisiana Right to Life. Thank you so much for joining us and talking with us about this issue. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at Red River Range.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you, or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
I'm calling you from the future to let you know.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
All right, so the new mayor of New York City apparently is not getting good press from the New York press, and he says that it's because he's black. He says, I'm a black man that's mayor, but my story is being interpreted by people that don't look like me. Now, by the way,
well, that's racist.
His story... So
saying that other people can't portray me fairly because they're not my race is racist.
No, he says that race plays a factor in the news coverage of him, and basically saying that black reporters black reporters would just remain silent?
No. Black reporters
would give him.
If he's
doing something illegal, if he's doing something that is unethical.
No.
Reporters, they're going to understand where he's coming from. See, this is, again, where people are trying to define what is reality, what is moral, what is good, what is evil, by their own personal story. You don't get to choose whether you're good or bad in this world. It's called, look at the biblical teachings.
Well, none of us are any good. I mean, there's none good.
No, but at the same time, you can't choose to say what I'm doing is ethical or unethical.
Because I'm the one doing it. And the whole problem is that the people who are reporting on what I'm doing are don't look like me.
You're entitled to your own opinion, but not entitled to your own facts. And it is racist for him to say that if only black reporters were covering him, they would think that his doesn't stink. But then again, where is the objectivity? And we've got to look at the color of our skin in order to determine what our objectivity is.
But see, that's racist.
Or there is no objectivity anymore.
Yeah. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I've got to wear shades.
So last night, you and Denise and I got to meet legendary football coach Lou Holtz.
Oh.
That was a bright spot for me.
Wow.
Yeah?
You know, I know he's a football coach, obviously, a very successful football coach.
Coached Notre Dame to a national championship.
But, you know, I actually came to know him through a series of motivational speeches or speeches on tape that he distributed with his name on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's really where I became a fan of Lou Holtz, Coach Holtz.
And that's what I really liked about last night. Not just, you know, he one time won a championship for Notre Dame. No, what I liked was last night was what he said.
And did you mention it was a pro-life event?
Right. He was here in town for promoting a group called Mary's House, which ministers to women who are in crisis pregnancies and thinking about having abortions. Last year, Mary's House prevented more than 360 abortions. That's more than one a day. What a great group they're working there. So during his talk, Lou Holtz had some great things to say. I was making some notes, and I apologize if anybody saw me making these notes and thought I was just playing on my phone. I wasn't paying attention. I was just so inspired. I was writing stuff down.
I think most people were focused on Lou Holtz.
That's possibly. Okay, here's where they go. The first one. The only people who will miss you are the people you add value to in their lives.
Right. He was talking about how, you know, people where you work, if you didn't show up a day,
would they miss you?
Would they miss you? Would your family coming home at night, would they miss you?
The only people who would are the ones that you're adding value to through your actions, through your service to them. This other one, I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth because I was born in this country.
Exactly. He was actually born in a cellar, in a one-room cellar that he had to share with his parents
during the Great Depression
and his sister.
Yeah.
And yet he says, even through that, Mm-hmm. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth because he was born in this country.
Fetus is the Latin translation for unborn child. It's not just a collection of cells.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And he's talking about in the abortion issue, he says, we are the good guys in this fight. I thought that was a good reminder. When he's talking about his team, he said he would tell the players, we have a goal and you have a role. And that's the case in any organization. The organization has a goal and you have a role to play in that. And if you do your role right, it helps the organization as a whole.
Yeah, he said he had a lot of players over the years that say, well, coach, I really want to carry the ball.
I want to run the ball.
I don't, you know, maybe they don't want to play on special teams or whatever it was. And that's where he says, look, we've got a goal. You've got a role.
Never a right time to do the wrong thing. Never a wrong time to do the right thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Do everything to the best of your ability. Look at why you can and not why you can't. This is a problem a lot of people have. They look at what they don't have rather than focusing on what they do have to accomplish their goals.
Right. I think he was talking about what going up against, I forget which team it was in the national championship.
Yeah.
And he actually benched two of his top players.
Because they broke team rules.
They broke team rules. He brought them to the airport the morning of the game. He got all sorts of flack for it. Went back to the locker room.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I know why we can't win this game. I can read about it in the papers. What I want to know from you all, is talking to his players,
is why we can. This last part. If you want to be happy for a while, eat a steak. If you want to be happy for a day, play some golf. If you want to be happy for a week, go on a cruise. If you want to be happy for a month, buy a car. If you want to be happy for a year, win the lottery. If you want to be happy for a lifetime, serve somebody.
Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to that biblical teaching that it is in giving that we receive.
It was a great night last night.
Oh,
and,
man.
And go check out those Lou Holtz motivational talks online.
Yeah, you can Google them on YouTube. It'll definitely pep you up.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag.
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, earlier you alluded to something that I say often on the show, and that is we need to be making more babies. Not necessarily you.
Yes.
Or me.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, as a country,
We need to be making more
babies. Because when our mortality rate exceeds our birth rate, all sorts of bad things happen.
Just ask Japan.
Well, the pandemic, guess what we made? We made lots of babies.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we did.
The latest data I saw, you got new data? Because the data I saw said we actually are...
Okay, maybe it wasn't a historic number of babies, but we did make new babies. But here is perhaps the historic number.
Okay.
40% of the babies that were born in 2020 had unmarried mothers.
Yeah.
42% of those babies were born on Medicaid. Now, this is not to...
not trying to put down single moms.
Not whatsoever. That's not what this is all about.
But data shows that if you live in neighborhoods where there are two-parent families... you are much more likely to rise up to the next quintile of income when you grow up.
Okay, very quickly. Mississippi had the highest percentage of babies born to unwed mothers, 56%, followed by Louisiana at 55%. The lowest percentage of babies born in 2020 to unmarried mothers, Colorado.
Oh, how about that? Whoa. On Monday, Virginia's new lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, was ready to start the latest session of the state Senate. And that happens when she hammers a gavel on her desk in the front of the Senate chambers. But on Monday, there was a problem. Someone, an unknown prankster, as it was later reported, had hidden the gavel. No gavel, no gaveling, no gaveling, no session. Well, Winsome Sears isn't the type of person to let a small obstacle get in her way. After all, she's an immigrant from Jamaica, served in the U.S. Marines. So Sears looked around for a gavel substitute, pulled off one of her shoes, a black patent leather heel, and used it to gavel in the Senate. A reporter caught the whole thing, took a picture of the lieutenant governor's heel, and tweeted it out. Sears says, one shoe can change your life. Just ask Cinderella.
Now that is a step in the right direction.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune-in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.